With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the FCB Radio Network. Real talk worldwide. Online at FCBRadio.com.
Great things is what they drop, y'all. Food chain says top dog. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. We don't listen to y'all. This the outlaws. Make them scream out loud like a sound dog. Cause a ruckus in the crowd like a foul ball. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws. Tune in if the charge for the outlaws.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is Darby Oda, Kingpin Morrow, alongside Robin O'Malley and Dante Bright. We have a very special guest on the show today. But first, Dante, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Shout out to everybody that's been listening to the show. We got a lot of love on the first episode. We got a couple of reviews, a couple of really good reviews on Apple. I saw somebody had made a review and said you had a great voice. I was a little jealous because I have the great voice on this show, but I'm going to let you have your moment.
Well, I appreciate you for letting me have my moment. Not trying to steal my shine. I may or may not know who left that. So I'm not gonna, you know, it's still all credit. I take all love, even though that person is probably a friend of mine. But I won't, you know, I'm not gonna ruin my own shine.
Well, shout out to the person who wrote it. Shout out to everybody else who's sending us messages and comments. And for those of you who haven't, please do make sure that you go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, make sure you subscribe to the show, leave a comment, and wherever else you listen to us at, make sure you subscribe and leave a comment. Robin, how you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
It was definitely interesting and long, to say the least.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So later on in the show, we're going to get to tea time, and I'm sure you got something hot for us this week as well, just like last week when we did the story about Jeffrey Toobin and the Zoom call from hell.
Oh, boy. I definitely got a top this week.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to that. But first, before we get to that, we have a very special guest on the show today. This is my homie, this is my friend, and this is also the host of Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis, right here on the FCB Radio Network. Kira Davis, welcome back. How are you?
Hello, I am great, and I am fully clothed, and I have no intentions of of messing with my camera settings or anything. Everything is legit on the up and up. Just want you guys to know.
Now, since you just brought that up, was that a hell of a story or what?
Oh my goodness. Oh my heavens. Yes, Jeffrey Toobin, who is a very respected commentator and a journalist for, is it the Atlantic?
The New Yorker,
right. Yeah. Just kind of one of those guys that everybody like drools over on TV because he's so smart. Well, he was on a work call this week, a Zoom call, and, got caught pleasuring himself on the Zoom call. Said he thought the camera was off. And so he apologized for that. But I thought, well, OK, apology accepted. But also, why? You were at work.
You know what's funny? Last week, last week when we did, when we first brought up this topic, Robin was reading a story about it, and they said in the story that he was performing manual labor. I thought.
Oh my goodness. I have to think that somebody like that at some point, by the way, this isn't Tubin's first messy situation. I mean, he's actually not a great guy, and he got a coworker's daughter pregnant and tried to make her have an abortion and so that his wife wouldn't find out. And that was a big story. He somehow kept his job after that. But you got to think at some point that if you're doing that, maybe there's a little part of you that wanted to get caught, you know, like maybe a little freaky deaky. And there's that little thing like, oh, I thought the camera was off, but there is that subconscious thing in you that's just self-destructive or whatever.
Right.
I just don't know.
Legitimately probably turned him on just getting caught.
I bet. There's people like that out there.
So we have so much to talk about. There's so much going on. Let's touch on first, pause, considering the last topic. Let me figure out a way to rephrase that. Let's talk a little bit about the presidential election. Obviously, it's coming up. It's almost over, thank God.
We are not even close to it being over. I hate to tell you, we are not even close. It does not end on Tuesday.
Oh, don't tell me that.
You will not know who the winner is on Tuesday or Wednesday when you wake up.
Why do we want this to be over?
Now, see, Dante, now let me tell you something, Keurig. Dante is the youngest out of all of us talking right now.
Oh, okay.
So he's not as jaded as the rest of us. So he still enjoys the entertainment value of this mess right now.
Okay.
So he's not ready for it to be over yet.
Well, he's in luck. It's not going to be over. We're probably going to be waiting for final results for at least 10 days. And I don't know if even when that 10 days is over, if we'll be done then. There's probably going to be a lot of court challenges. Both sides are lawyered up. So I really do think the American electorate needs to prepare themselves for the inevitability that this just isn't like any other election, and it won't end on Tuesday night. We won't know.
Do you think this is going to be worse than 2000?
Oh, yeah. By 2000 was actually a media created crisis. Bush actually did win Florida quite handily. It was just a court challenge that they had to go through. But if you go through the actual numbers, you go through the counties, you go through the votes, he actually did win very handily. So that was a kind of a media created circus. But this is so much more than that. I mean, we've got COVID changing a lot of the voting, the ways that we vote. So more people are voting by mail than ever. And so that, and then in states that have never done vote by mail before. So there's that. And then there's, of course, going to be on both sides. Both candidates have said, well, yeah, we're obviously going to challenge inconsistencies. We're going to challenge anything that doesn't seem to look right. So yeah, this does have the potential to land at SCOTUS. It does.
Wow. Yeah. So in your view, and we're talking with Keurig Davis, of course, make sure that you guys go subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Keurig Davis, the podcast. Keurig, what is your assessment of the election right now? Where do you think things are in your view? Who do you think has the upper hand? All that good stuff.
It's so hard to tell. I've been doing a million interviews this week, and it depends on which day you catch me. Like one day I'll be like, you know what? It's Trump in a landslide. And the next day I'm like, I don't know. I think Biden's going to eke this out. And then this morning I got up and I looked at Florida numbers and I was like, I don't know. And then Biden's heading to Minnesota and Michigan and Wisconsin, battleground states that he thought he had. So that tells me that their polling is telling them that it's on the bubble or he's losing, which I think he's losing. And then we just don't know what's going to happen in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's a big toss up this year, and Trump's going to really need it. And Biden typically does well there, but he made the mistake of telling people he wanted to get rid of oil and fracking, and those are big industries in Pennsylvania. So right. We just don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. There's so much different. There's so much up in the air in this election. Trump supporters are more motivated than ever, but so are people in urban centers who are sick of Trump and want to get rid of him. It's a toss up at this point, but Trump is he's campaigning hard. If enthusiasm wins an election, then he wins in a landslide.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was telling a friend of mine that I've never seen an election like this where there's so many ranges of possibilities. Like it could be a Biden landslide. It could be a close Biden win. It could be a Trump Biden win, or it could be a close Trump win. Or if everything breaks in the president's favor, it could be a Trump landslide. Like I've never seen an election where all of those possibilities are within like.
Yeah. All of those scenarios are on the table.
Right. Like this, I mean, that's the craziest thing right now. There's one thing I want to talk to you about real quick. We have a couple of minutes and then we'll take a break. And then when we come back, I know Dante has a question for you as well. There's been a lot of talk about Trump and Black men, particularly young Black men. What have you seen on that? What is going on out here? Because it seems to me, and I know I have friends who work in politics, and I've had these conversations off the record. It definitely seems like something different is happening with the Black vote.
I feel like there is. I mean, there are a few naysayers out there. There are a few people that say we can't really believe the polls. I mean, some of the polls that are saying maybe 30% of Black men are planning to vote for Trump. I don't know if it's that high, but I do know that this is the first president I've seen in my voting lifetime who has been the first Republican president who has seemed this attractive to this many Black people. And I don't think you can discount the fact that Trump is kind of a baller, you know, and a lot of Black dudes like ballers, you know, and he just kind of stands up for himself. And then he's totally pro-capitalist. And before we went to air, we were talking about our friend Sunny Johnson, who I think is one of the most brilliant pundits in the game. And she always says that hip hop culture and rap culture is capitalist culture. So she's like that. The GOP always misses this messaging because they just think of them as vulgar and they don't think of them as businessmen. So I think there's part of Trump that is attractive to businessmen, and just like white wealthy businessmen like a guy like Trump, so do Black wealthy businessmen. What rapper do you know that isn't grinding every single day, doesn't have products and productions going on and everything? Like, they're grinders and they like grinders. So I do think that there is a certain atmosphere about Trump that is attractive to a certain segment of the Black male voting bloc. I do.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I know, and we got 30 seconds, but I know I've seen enough. Like when I first started seeing it pop up in polling, I didn't believe it. But I think like we've seen it consistently enough now that something's happening. I don't think it's 30%. I think that's a bit much, but it's definitely. And of course, when you put into context, he got 13% the last time. So people forget, like a lot of people don't talk about the fact that he had 13% of Black men the last time. So if you're saying that he's going to get 15 or 20, when you put it in that context, that's not outrageous.
Not at all. That's quite impressive, actually. And it was already impressive in 2016.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we have more with political commentator extraordinaire Kira Davis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Outlaws.
Do you feel like everyone is yelling at each other, but no one is listening to each other or themselves? I'm Kira Davis, host of Just Listen to Yourself, a weekly exercise in critical thinking and drawing our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Because I believe when we take the time to examine our own talking points, we can realize we're not always saying what we think we're saying. Download Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It is your friendly neighborhood Simba, Aaron Malik, here to remind you guys to go stream my new single, Tempo, on all streaming platforms. Yes, all of them. I greatly appreciate it. Love you guys.
We rock, we roll, we ride to the tempo. We rock, we roll, we ride to the tempo.
The dance floor where we come alive. Let loose through your limbs how you feel inside. Mama, take my hand, show me the best you can.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at The Outlaws Radio, Instagram, The Outlaws Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Outlaws Radio. Also, subscribe to The Outlaws Radio Show wherever you get your podcasts. And again, we are here with Kira Davis, the star of Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. And I will point this out too real quick. Kira, Dante and I were talking and he mentioned this is probably about a week ago, how impressive it is for you to be able to host a full show for a full hour by yourself.
Oh, thank you. It's just because I'm a chatty Cathy. I actually don't find it that difficult. I actually find it, I have to stop before I want to. I could do 2 hours, to be honest with you. I know that Darvio would kill me if I sent him a 2 hour episode. No, it's funny because every time my husband comes in the house when I'm recording, I'll finish up and he'll say, "Oh, what were you doing?" And I'll say, "I was recording JLTY. And he'll be like, "Well, really? Who are you talking to? I thought it sounded like you were having a conversation in there." He says it every time. And every time I say I am, I'm having a conversation with the podcast listeners. They can't talk back. Right. Not at that moment. I invite them to write in or connect with me on social media. But I do view my job and what I do there as a conversation. I imagine what the listeners are hearing. I imagine what they're saying back to me. I imagine sometimes that they're annoyed with me or sometimes that they love me. Like, I'm having a whole conversation, even though it's just me. So I don't find it a challenge at all, actually.
It does take some talent to be able to talk to yourself for over an hour.
Well, I spent a lot of time alone as a kid. And so I just developed like a very healthy sense of keeping myself company.
So speaking of Dante, I know you had a question for it, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kira, who do you think high voter turnout helps more? Republicans or Democrats? Because usually we hear that it's more beneficial for Democrats. But this election, you mentioned in the first segment that Trump supporters are more motivated than ever. But we're seeing a record high turnout for early voting. Who does that benefit the most?
Well, there's also record high turnout for early voting from what we can tell so far. Not every state's allowed to report numbers right now, but there's record turnout for GOP early voters, and there's record turnout for Democrat early voters. You're right. Typically, early voting skews Democrat, and then day of voting skews GOP. Now, this is a different election, right? So there's a lot of people that are voting because they just don't want to stand in a crowd on election day. So they're early voting regardless of party. Right now, the returns that I'm seeing and the polling that I'm seeing says that Dems are kind of it's good for Dems in a way that they're reaching record levels, especially in places like Houston, like Harris County. That's going to be a big county in Texas to watch. And in Houston, they've already like blown past their previous records for Democrat early voting. But the downside is that they're probably that's good. That means they've probably maxed out. There's probably not that many more voters to show up on the day of. And Republicans are keeping pace. And then if the Republican voters come out further in on the day of, that's going to be bad news for Democrats. So early voting, in a typical year, early voting favors Democrats and day of voting favors Republicans. And this is far from a typical year. So I can't make any predictions, but I was talking to our my pollster over at my day job today. And he was saying he was taking Florida, for an example. He said some of the counties is record Democrat turnout, but the Democrats are concerned that they've now capped out. And the Republicans are still gaining. And then the day of is going to be if Biden goes into the election day kind of even on early returns with Trump, that's bad news for Biden.
Mm. That makes sense.
Right. We're talking with Kira Davis, host of Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. Make sure that you go like and subscribe and leave 5-star reviews, please.
Yes, definitely. 5-star only. Yeah.
So in this election, the way that things are kind of turning out, like you just said, like we're seeing record turnout in early voting, but in some states they're not really keeping pace. The Democrats are not really keeping pace with where they would need to be in order to overcome an election day advantage that everybody believes is going to be towards the Republicans. A perfect example of that is in Miami-Dade County, where they have to dominate in order to win that state. But right now, it seems like the Republicans are actually keeping pace. And part of it, again, going back to the general theme, is because of non-white voters. And I've been asking people this off the record just to kind of see what people think. What kind of shock to the system would it send if Trump ends up getting reelected because of non-white voters? What would that do? What would the world look like the next day if he ends up getting reelected because of non-white voters?
I see you've short-circuited. The mainstream media would just have an utter and complete meltdown. I mean, I was watching Don Lemon with Chris Cuomo the other night. And, you know, I just don't like Don Lemon. I don't get a good vibe off that guy. And he was saying to Chris very proudly, like, he's cut out all the Trump supporters from his life. Because, like, when you have drug addicts in your life, you got to cut them off so they hit rock bottom. And I'm like, that seems very arrogant. Like, aren't these your friends and family?
Right.
Like, what if they have their own reasons and the reasons don't include being racist and sexist and bigoted and include other things that you might not know about. So to me, that signals that if that were to be the case, I think guys like Don Lemon would really melt down. I don't think the media would know how to read it, but I think there's also a case to be made that he won 2016 on the backs of minority voters. A lot of Hispanic voters broke for Trump and way more Black voters. And then of course the Obama vote broke for Trump too. So I don't know. That would be hilarious. I mean, hey, your lip to God's ears. I'd love to see it just for the entertainment value.
Now you sound like Dante. We just want to see it just for the entertainment.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at Trump's schedule for the next few days. And he is campaigning like a beast. He's got 16 stops in the next 4 days. Biden has 4. And Trump is stopping in Michigan. These are the states. I won't read you all the cities. Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia. One stop in Florida, one stop in North Carolina and Wisconsin. So Florida, it doesn't seem like he's hitting that hard. So that indicates to me that the Trump team might be feeling pretty good about what's going on there.
Right. And one state that you didn't mention is a state that we're based out of, Ohio, because I personally believe the he's going to win it. He's going to win that here, too.
I think he is, too. And he's not, nobody's paying much attention to Ohio. The fact, if the Democrats aren't in Ohio, that means it's swinging right.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a couple of minutes left. I have a question for you, and I know Dante has another one for you as well. So earlier this week, just to kind of switch gears a little bit, there was a Senate hearing, I believe, was it with the, it wasn't the Judiciary Committee, it was another committee, with the heads of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And this is something that you've talked about a lot. Also, this has come up in conversation. One of our sister programs actually was blocked from doing an ad on Facebook for a really, really stupid reason. Give your thoughts on the state of social media right now, the state of big tech in general, and what do you think is going to be done to address that?
Yeah, that we've talked about it on Just Listen to Yourself. I actually did a show last week about Twitter and censorship, and look, it's a complicated issue. And I know we only have a few minutes, so I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. But really what we're looking at, look, we're all Facebook, Twitter, they're private platforms. They can do what they want. They can set the rules the way they want. But the problem comes when they start censoring speech inequally. Then what happens is they become a publisher. So if you're just a platform, then you're just a big meeting place where everybody gets to join and chime in, and you agree to the terms of use, and then that's it. But if you're a publisher, you start editing what comes onto your platform. You start setting rules for what is considered appropriate information. That's what publishers do. That's what your blog does. That's what the New York Times does. So Twitter and Facebook have been acting like publishers. It's actually my opinion that Facebook is looking into becoming a publisher and probably will, which means all that means for you guys who use it is that they will be able to control a lot more of their content, and then they'll be releasing a lot more of their own content, news, shows, stuff like that, which I've already started to do. But Twitter is not. So I think the person who's most at risk here, I think Zuck's going to be fine. I think he knows which way the winds are blowing, and that's where he wants to go anyway. But Dorsey and the Google folks are really playing it fast and loose with First Amendment rules here. And I think if Trump wins, I think what's going to happen is we're going to be looking at a monopoly investigation or monopoly lawsuit, just like we saw with Microsoft in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Before we wrap it up here, Dante was mentioning before the show started that he wanted to ask you a question about something that I know is going to completely set you off. So I want him to ask it. Go ahead,
Don. Absolutely. Kiara, I wanted to ask you really quick about AB5 in California, because I know this is a passion talking point of yours. And I just reread your article about it potentially having an impact to maybe it could flip California. Do you still think that it's even remotely possible that California could turn red because of AB5?
And also quickly, let everybody know what AB5 is quickly.
AB5 is otherwise known as a gig economy killer bill. It's a bill that passed this January, and it outlaws independent contracting jobs. It was meant to force Uber and Lyft to make their drivers employees instead of independent contractors. But the bill was so poorly written, and I think that was on purpose, that it actually ended up encompassing over 300 job categories. So people like me, writers, cartoonists, artists, actors, speech therapists, tutors, anybody who contracts their job rather than work for a certain company lost their ability to work overnight. We've been fighting it. It is a devastating bill. It basically makes independent work illegal. You must work for a company. So there's a prop on the ballot this Tuesday, Prop 22, which is aimed at exempting Uber and Lyft from this. And a few other categories we've gotten exemptions through huge fights, but we need the whole thing gone. Excuse me. And so Prop 22 is going to be a huge measure. It'll decide if Uber and Lyft stay in the state or leave the state. So it's been an infuriating ride. And I think because California is actually, we're the state that invented the gig economy. You know, the gig is, it comes from the arts. 75% of Hollywood works on gigs. The opera had to close. Children's theaters had to close. Like, this bill shut down Hollywood. It was really stunning, something to see. And then COVID came along and knocked everything off. But I'll tell you, even before COVID came, people, Democrats, true blue voters, were so upset that they weren't being listened to, that the people they voted for, that the people they support and are loyal to, when they were going and complaining and saying, hey, your dumb bill caught my business and I have to shut down my theater of 30 years. They were like, well, this is the sacrifice you have to make for the greater good. That's the answer everybody was getting. So I'm sitting in meetings with hundreds and thousands of Democrat voters going, I don't like Donald Trump and I hate the Republicans, but I'm voting red this year just to send a message. So yeah, I do think that there's a possibility that California could flip. I wrote an article on that in March before COVID hit. But now we've got all kinds of issues in this state that voters might just feel like they want to give the middle finger to the Democrat Party in the state, not necessarily because they love Trump, but just because they realize that the Democrats have been taking our votes for granted for years. And we're suffering. Our schools are still closed. Our Disneyland's closed. I mean, every Disney all over the world is open. I think Paris just closed yesterday. But, you know, Disney in Florida is open with no issues. Disneyland's responsible for 75% of Anaheim's economy. And there's just nothing there now. And the governor is basically not listening. Most schools are closed, but the governor today announced his kids were going to school full time now. It's like people are ticked. So is there a possibility that California could flip red? Yeah, there's a possibility. Is it a probability? No, but I've never seen it like this.
Has there been any recent polling done in California? Or
no, is it no one bothers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what's so hard. It's like, I can only go on my sense because no one invests much time or effort in California, because it's just, when you're in election year, your funds are tight. You got to go where you're needed. So.
Right. All right. Real quick. If you had to make a prediction one way or the other, who wins Tuesday?
Nobody.
Or never. Who do you think is going to be the next president if you had to make a prediction?
Gun to my head?
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Let everybody know how to follow you on social media, subscribe to the show, all that good stuff.
Subscribe to the show. Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. It's available anywhere you find your podcast. I do appreciate your subscriptions, and also if you could take the time to leave a review, it helps so much. It helps combat the trolls too. Every now and then trolls show up and try to bring your rating down, so that helps. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Kira Davis, and then join me over on my page over at Locals, davisnation.locals.com, that you can have a more private interaction with me. We're going to be doing a live election night chat, and on Sunday night we're going to actually have a Zoom chat, a live chat, and I'm going to answer everyone's questions. Everyone's got tons of questions for me about how I'm feeling about this election, so I'm setting that up. Yeah, I'm around. Just Google me. I haven't been censored yet from the Google searches.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. Much love to you and the family, girl. I appreciate you as always.
Oh, thank you, guys. And I look forward to coming back on after the election, and maybe we'll break it all down.
Yes. Yes. We definitely have to bring you back, you know, 3 months from now when we find out who won. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back with more of the Outlaws after this.
Yo, it's your man. It's your best friend, David. Check out my new single, Looking for Love, available right now on all platforms. Peace.
Summer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws Radio Show. Once again, send a special shout out and thank you to Kira Davis for joining us on the show. We always appreciate it. Make sure that you guys go subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. Make sure that you leave the 5-star review and a comment as well. And also don't forget to make sure that you do that for our show too. Make sure you subscribe to the show, the Outlaws Radio Show, and leave a 5-star review and a comment. We definitely appreciate it. It goes a long way. It's a really big deal when you guys do that. It's a big help to the show. So make sure that you go ahead and do that. But now is the time of the show that we introduced last week. And it is a segment that we like to call Tea Time with Ro.
Turn it up. I don't see no competition. The latest celebrity news and gossip. So you better ask permission. It's Tea Time with Ro on the Outlaws Radio Show. If you wanna roll with
me. So let me just start off by saying, Mr. Cantrell, aka NBA Youngboy. Mm-hmm. All right. This man, let me just say, for starters, he has 5 kids.
Wow.
Okay. He has 5 kids. And the history behind him is something crazy. But let me just start off with this story right here. So NBA Youngboy, he is under investigation after he has an alleged assault against a man in a garage in a studio in Texas. The young man described it that he showed up with his girlfriend and the girlfriend was told to leave. And which, by the way, is that is kind of sexist because he said no women are allowed in the studio. But the man had said that they threw a bag over his head and started beating the crap out of him. They was kicking his head, blase blah, and he had caught a glimpse of NBA Youngboy's face, supposedly, when the bag slipped up. Now, this is not his only charge that he has on his record. I mean, he has an attack on his girlfriend in 2018. In 2017, he had a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. And just this past September, he and 16 others were arrested for a drug and firearm charges.
Wow.
I would definitely say choosing the name Young Boy was definitely accurate.
Right. Wow. Wow.
Yes. So, I mean, the tea is hot, y'all. Like, and to top it off, he said, NBA Young Boy actually admitted to what happened in this most recent one. He said, quote unquote, he said, I got him here.
Wow.
There was a body bag there that was also seen.
Wow.
The police officers asked him what it was for. They said, oh, that was for him.
Right.
So you admitted to it too? Wow. Like, what?
Right, that's as crazy as the horn that I hear blaring right now. Who has a horn in the background? Which one of y'all have?
My bad, y'all. That would be my neighbor.
That's all good. That is that's COVID, y'all. That's the COVID world that we live in right now. Okay, so let me just address this for a second, because this really irks me. I do not understand how you can make it. You can be successful and still be on stuff like this. I don't understand. It's one thing I understand if you in the trenches and you got to do what you got to do to survive. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But you're a millionaire. You're a millionaire. Why in the hell would you? You made it. You won. You won at life. You know what I'm saying?
And right. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you have that much money? How did you make it that far? And
still be on this trash.
Trying to ruin yourself.
Still be on this trash, man. It's just unbelievable to me. Dante, your thoughts on this story?
He was born in 1999. He just turned 21 years old in October. That's how he's still on this track. Like he's a kid, right? They basically this is what happens when I have to remember this. Mm-hmm. And I'm sounding old. I'm 26 myself, but I get it because you basically just took somebody who was dirt poor,
right?
And when by the time he was 17, doing God knows what he was doing in the hood, and by the time he was 17, you probably just handed him $1 million in cash. That ain't gonna change him,
right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you still got your boys with you. You still young, wild, and free. Like
I didn't know he was that young. I didn't realize he was. I knew he was young, but I didn't know he was that young.
Yeah, I did see that he was 99. I said, "Oh well, shoot, that explains everything."
Everything.
Well, it's just young and dumb, though. I don't know. I mean, we all did some dumb stuff when we were young, but I mean,
not that dumb.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Dante.
It's all about keeping today. It seems like everybody is trying to get the bag. This is how you lose the bag.
Yes.
Right? This is
just
what
as
about
quick as you got it.
Fact. Yes. This is how we need to start talking about now that I got the bag. I'm trying to keep the bag. Cause
what do you
this
do?
Is how you lose.
Stupid. We got a minute left. Robin, you got anything else to the story?
Well, he did, let's see, the alleged victim was reportedly then dropped off outside of his home and was taken to the hospital by his girlfriend. But they're still currently looking into the motive behind the alleged attack, but at the moment, no arrests have been made. So he is still a free man.
Stupid. That's all.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stop doing this, y'all. Stop. Once you've made it, you don't have to live like this no more. Like,
and that's the thing. Like, once somebody's set into that type of life, it's probably hard to come out of, unfortunately.
Stupid.
Yeah, very stupid.
All right, stay tuned. We have Dante's Hot Takes coming up next. We'll be right back here on the Outlaws.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Outlaws Radio Show. Once again, this is Darvio Kingpin Mara alongside Dante Bry and Robin O'Malley. And now is the time of the show that we introduced last week once again called Dante's Hot Takes, where Dante gives his view on a hot topic that is in the news today or impacting the culture one way or the other. Dante, let's get it, sir.
Telling the truth, whether you like it or not. It's Dante's Hot Takes on the Outlaws Radio Show.
So, we have an election coming up Tuesday.
Yep.
And the prevailing news is one side is corrupt. We've heard about Trump with Russia. We've heard about Trump and China, his bank account. We've heard about Trump potentially trying to steal the election. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm here to talk about balance because the mainstream media is not talking about what the other side is potentially involved in. So let's rewind back to the time where Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States. And they have emails from a Ukrainian business executive who happened to be an executive at the company Burisma that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son,
who was on crack,
sat on the board of. There are emails from this Ukrainian businessman who thanked Hunter Biden for introducing his father to the businessman. So essentially, the Ukrainian businessman is thanking Hunter Biden for introducing our vice president, Joe Biden, to him. There is another email that that same executive from Burisma asks Hunter Biden explicitly, how do you plan to use your influence to be an asset to the company? That's a quote. Now, what makes this interesting is that Joe Biden has repeatedly stated that he never talked to his son about his foreign business affairs. So essentially that seems to be a lie, especially now we know that to be a lie because Joe Biden and this Ukrainian businessman, the Ukrainian business executive, there are other meetings that were recorded that have now leaked. So there seems to be a high bit of corruption here. And this all ties in because in 2018, Joe Biden on C-SPAN and other networks talked about how he demanded a prosecutor be fired or he would withhold aid from the United States to the Ukraine. Of course, that prosecutor was then fired. And what company was this prosecutor investigating? Oh, it happens to be Burisma, the same company that Joe Biden's son,
who was on crack,
was on the board of and may have had secret meetings with. So there's the corruption part. And we don't know. This was reported by the New York Post. Rudy Giuliani had his lawyer release some of these emails because this email was found, this laptop was found as it was being dropped off for repairs. There is an argument out there that allegedly Hunter Biden dropped this laptop off to get serviced, to get repaired. Even with all of this damning and incriminating evidence on it, we know had problems in the past that seem to be better now. Where does the media come out on this? Because of course we see again when Trump is in the news for this or for that, it's front page news. So why might this breakdown be the first you're hearing about this in depth? Because the mainstream media and big tech are refusing to talk about it. For what? I don't know. We've seen that the New York Post, whether you like the Post or you don't like the Post, they have been censored on Facebook, on Twitter. The New York Post is, again, whether you like them or not, they've been around for 200 years. If you try to share this article, the link to this article, you may have your account suspended. Other outlets like the New York Times or NPR or ABC, they have constantly called these conspiracy theories. When Joe Biden himself admits that he got the prosecutor investigating his son's company fired. So I don't know how that's a conspiracy. Maybe they should do some actual reporting unless they're all in cahoots to get Joe Biden elected. I don't know. And this is all just to be on balance because we've heard of, we all know of Trump's misgivings. I just want us to be presented with this. Unfortunately, Facebook and Google and Twitter, who had Senate hearings, they don't seem to want to let this stuff get out either. For what? I'll let everybody who's listening decide, but to me, this reeks of corruption. And then it also reeks of a cover-up by the media and big tech.
So, you know, the thing that's been really crazy about this story is them trying to suppress it has actually made it bigger. And if, and this is just me, and you tell me what you think. If I'm Joe Biden and the story is not true, I would want you to address it, get it out there, and prove that it's not true. They don't even want, like, the media is not even investigating the story to find out if it's true.
Because I, and this is just what I believe. I agree with you. If this is not true, if it's a total conspiracy, prove it. Show why the dots don't connect.
Correct.
They are, because I believe that they know that there is at least, even if the, some of these emails are damning, where Hunter Biden himself talks about how he had to do stuff for the big guy and how he had to kick up money for the big, they know that this stuff is real. It's kind of like when we used to always say, when you point a finger at somebody, there's always three pointing back at you. When the Democrats always point fingers and say, look at, you know, whatever far eastern nation, whether it's Russia or Ukraine or China with Trump, it's because they have three fingers pointing back at them. So I think this is, you know, and it's oddly strange that these media companies won't talk about this, because this stuff could be massive.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of stuff that, like, this is against their own interests.
Yeah. And if it, because here's the thing, again, I don't think it helps if they're trying to help Joe Biden, they're stupid, because I don't think it helps Joe Biden to let this stuff just linger out there without you proving it or disproving it one way or the other. Because when you leave it like that and you try to suppress something, it makes people want to go look at it more, and people are going to come to their own conclusions, which is not what you want to happen. So
you leave room for people like me to just start asking questions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And everything comes to light.
Yep. All right, Dante, let them know how they can follow you, hit you up, send hate mail, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you can send me hate tweets, love tweets, send them at TAEBRYE on Instagram, on Twitter, and then friend me on Facebook, Dante Brye, DANTE, my last name, BRYE.
All right, Robin, let them know how they can follow you, ma'am.
So that is on Instagram at official.robin_O'Malley.
All right, and you all can follow me on all social media platforms at D the Kingpin. That's DTheKingpin. We are out of here. Thank you for coming back this week. As always, once again, want to send a shout out to Kira Davis for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it. We're out of here. We'll see you next week. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.